Paul was in bed. Tracy got in beside him and he snuggled up against her. She turned over and pulled herself into a fetal position. Tracy was sick and tired of Paul's groping hands. Paul kissed the back of her neck and tried to force her legs apart. They'd been going through this every night for weeks. Tracy wondered if she should end their relationship before things got any worse, so that when she thought of Paul, she'd remember all the good times they'd had together and not the shit they'd been through. Tracy began to cry, gently at first, a few tears rolling down her cheeks. Paul continued to pour at her body. The tears became sobs, and water was flooding from her eyes. Her body was racked with spasmodic shudderings. "What's the matter with you?" Paul demanded. "Nothing," Tracy choked out between her tears. "I can't lie here with you crying like that," Paul was insistent. "I want to know what's the matter with you." "Just let me get to sleep," Tracy sobbed. Paul yanked Tracy's shoulders, pulled her round so that she was facing him. She put her hands over her face. Paul pulled them away. "What's the matter with you?" Paul repeated. Tracy put her hands back over her face. Paul pulled them away again and held them in a vice-like grip. "You're not going to sleep until you tell me what's wrong." Paul's voice was hard. "I love you," Tracy sniffed, "but I can't handle a physical relationship at the moment." "Why not?" Paul wanted to know. "I can't explain it. It's just the way my body reacts." "Have you been fucking someone else?" Paul asked. "No." "Are you sure?" There was a note of menace in Paul's voice. "Of course I'm bloody sure." Tracy burst into a fresh wave of sobbing. "If I'd seen Edward a few times just to have a chat, I'd be a lot happier than I am now." "You bloody selfish cow," Paul screamed. He slapped Tracy across the cheek. Her sobs became hysterical. Paul ripped back the bed sheets and leapt out of bed. "Edward can fucking have you," Paul swore at his ex-girlfriend as he dressed. "I never want to see you again."